Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November the 15th, 2025. I am just so grateful for you listening, any of you who are listening. I want you to know that. But I am astonished and deeply moved by the questions you ask. They come from a sincere heart, and I deeply I'm deeply moved by that. It just doesn't just flash over my mind that you ask questions. I feel them from your heart, and there are things about the way we live, about the way we go through this life, and never understand what life is all about. Our living is contrary to the meaning of life. So it moves me when someone stops and says, wait a minute, what are we doing here? What is really going on in this world? And what's going on in me? Am I the world? Am I a part of all of this? And so that's very touching to me. My question here comes from someone named Alan in Wisconsin. Wisconsin, of all places, that's a long ways away. He asks, for all the good I've done in my life, I have nothing to really show for it. What do you say to that? And then he goes into what I've talked about many times. He's been listening to the podcast, and I've talked about this idea of good and what it truly means. So, let me read you something from the Tao. If you seek to embrace the way through the path of learning, the way will not be understood. If you observe the way with simplicity of heart, great indeed is the way. This is really important to understand, Alan. The whole effort is to observe the way, not learn the mechanics of any teaching, or turn the teaching into a philosophy that you can understand or you can grasp. You don't want to do that. If you do, you'll only have the pretense of what is being taught. And the pretense is the attempt to make something that is not the not the fact into something that seems true. So there has been, I don't know what good you've done, but I am sure all of that good has created some sense of virtue within you. If you learn to listen to your heart, as Lhotse says, to observe, just observe your heart. As you observe it, it will teach you the manner of the way. And the manner of the way is to do as great a good as you can. As great a good as you can. Now, this is deeply important. I cannot emphasize this enough to you. This is more than important. It is the way, the truth, and the light of everything. So when you're starting to look at all the good you've done, you have to look at your intent. Was your intent to do good, quote unquote, and in that intent, get some reward for your good? Is that really what it's all about? If that is what it's all about, if your intent is to push the cosmic bubblegum machine by putting a nickel in for the bubblegum and thinking that that good is going to produce whatever it is you want, the bubblegum, then your motive is wrong. And I can't correct that. You may not ever be able to correct it, because the things you need in your life may be bigger and more powerful than your intent can be. Sincerity in the way is deeply important, and most people struggle with their sincerity in almost everything they do. It's a sad thing to say, but it is true. we have very little sincerity for anything that we can't see in the physical world. And that's the problem. We don't live just in this physical world. We live in a world that is beyond the precepts, concepts, the pretense of what we can believe in as right, wrong, good, bad. We really have a great deal of trouble with this. So with that being said, how can I teach you not to take things literally? Well, Lao Tzu suggests that the best way to do this is to go to your heart. But if you go to your human heart, if you misunderstand that and think that your human heart is what it's all about, then you'll miss. You'll miss everything that is deeply significant and important to your life. And that won't help you at all. There is a great goodness in all the good that you do. I have found, even with some of my students, well, many of them, who are half-assed about their practice, and they do the same thing you do. They deliberately do maybe something of good to maybe people in their life that are difficult or whatever, and then expect the heavens to open up. And when they don't seem to open up, then they think, well, what the hell is this? Nothing is happening. Greg must be teaching, you know, bullshit. And that's really what they think. They don't understand that the sincerity level, the intent of sincerity and the sincerity of intent are very important. And it's hard to get a person to really understand. You have to be worn out, beat up, so to speak, in order to really understand, I need to change the way I live my life. I need to change the way I operate. I need to up the ante here a little bit and do a great deal of good without anyone knowing what I'm doing. And that's very hard because we want accolades and we want proof that for whatever we're doing, it's going to be something that comes back into our life and gratifies us or rewards us. And it just doesn't work like that. When I was teaching formally, I would say to the group, if you were as passive towards your thoughts as you are towards what I'm teaching you, you would be awakened by now. But they never got that. They never understood really what that meant. And they're not interested. I've had them for years. They're not interested in anything past their concepts, precepts, beliefs. They believe that everything that happens in the world is reality. And until you understand that is not reality, in doing all the kind things that you may be doing, all the good things, as you put it, that you're doing, you have to understand there are many things you've done and I've done that have not been so kind, not been so good, quote unquote. And we are used to living off the cuff of our ego, our pride, our vanity. And that does not help us. It determines what our fate is going to be in this world. And you can lie to yourself with pretense as much as you want. No problemo there. But that doesn't change the law. That doesn't change the way. You and I are going to get whatever it is that is our life, whatever it is that we lived, whatever is our sincerity. And I have found you can't make people sincere. You just can't. Desire, ambition, and pride are not the metal of real love. Those are the things that create all sorts of complications in our life. So the effort is to live beyond the precepts and the concepts of what your mind can fathom and learn to meditate, to sit back, to watch, to observe, just simply to watch and observe from your heart. You will be taught how to live your life, each moment of your life, every moment of your life, in the livingness of a great love that you really are, that really lives within you. I hope that helps you. Alan, I you didn't send me an email or anything with your phone number on it or anything. So I sent you back my phone number. And if you need more help, you can always call me. Thank you all for listening. Be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.